Now the racing is over, the conversation begins here at the Rear Winging It Formula One podcast. I'm your host, Ellie Ledwell, and I'm joined with my co-hosts,
Harry McKay.
I'm Mitchell Menon.
Welcome back. This is episode two, and we're going to be previewing the 2022 season. So we'll start off by thinking about what the best looking car is, because they look quite different this year.
It's a drastic shift, not just the liveries, but the bodywork.
No, yeah, it's the biggest change in, I think, 50 years. The rules are massively different, so I think...
Hopefully make it more exciting. Not just a two-horse race.
It's the anticipation that has killed me.
Yes.
The anticipation for, like, it's the hope what kills you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Isn't it? Yeah. Exactly.
So,
like, we all want Norris to do well, but let's face it, he's going to get about P4, P5.
We'll have to see if it shakes it up.
Yeah. Harry, what is the best-looking car for you?
Now, the best-looking car, obviously it's a combination of the paint job and the bodywork itself, yes. What they've gone with.
Red Bull.
With the new aero regulations. No. The new aero regulations, teams have gone quite different car to car, how the cars actually look. And over sort of from Barcelona preseason running, or whatever they called it, to preseason testing, which is currently just on day two in Bahrain, the car that hasn't changed very much, which I thought was the best looking car then in the reveal, best looking car now, I think it's the Ferrari.
It's hard to change it if it's just red.
Yeah. Well, not just the red, the bodywork itself.
Like, which type
changed.
Of red do you want?
Well, it's a darker red. It's a darker red.
And it's got the black rear wing.
Yeah.
I'm personally not a fan of it.
I've been watching it out on
the
track.
No, I like Ferrari. It's just iconic, isn't it? I think someone said, it's like famous saying or something like that. Oh, I might have said it. So
if
it's
you
famous.
Picture a sports star.
I've said it. So, like, if you ask a child to draw a car and colour it in, they colour it in red.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is like Ferrari, so I'm not asking kids that, but I'm sure it's a famous quote somewhere.
For sure, that's exactly it. You got it right. But I think the actual bodywork itself with the side pods, they are big, but the way they sort of curve round to the back, they sort of curve inwards.
It's very different to what any other teams are doing.
I was going to say, is it different, I think it looks great. And from the limited running, the limited amount of information, all teams are saying, it seems to handle the best. It seems to be fairly quick. I just like the look of the car. I normally wouldn't say that. The Ferraris normally don't pop to me, but
for the side pods, I'm sure Perez had it on when he was defending.
I think so. He got another test.
I think it's interesting how different all of the top teams have gone. Like the Red Bull, when they first released it just looked really boring, but when they actually rolled it out on track for the first testing, it was like, that's not the car you showed off to us the other week.
Some of them have definitely been hiding things up their sleeve, and I think
still are. Yeah.
Well, for the Aston Martin, it was the colour of the car for a while.
Alfa Romeo.
Oh, was it Alfa Romeo? Sorry.
Yeah, it was in the camo, wasn't it?
The camo was
You were
it.
Quite a fan of that one, weren't you?
I really liked it, I think it's just stuck with it. I think they're downgraded, personally.
So what do you think, Mitchell, the best looking car is?
I think, like, a fan of the Ferrari, because it's just basic and stuff. I quite like the Mercedes, and a lot of people don't, but I like it. I like the black, but it's nice for it to be back in silver. But the McLaren this year, I think. But hopefully, Red Bull go back to white, and then
then it will take it.
The McLaren, they look more like the special livery they had at Monaco. They've taken that on.
I did like it, but it wasn't as good as the.
I think the one that surprised me was the Aston Martin. When I first looked at it, I didn't like it because it's got that lime green kind of tint.
No, yes.
Taking away the pink, because obviously the pink's gone now.
Yeah. I quite
Alpine.
Like that one as well.
So when I first looked at it, didn't like the Aston Martin, but it's grown on me. Seeing it out on track,
I quite like it from the start, and it's just, it hasn't grown more on me, but it's just been,
I think seeing it out on track's helped, and I think it is an improvement over last season for sure. Not my favourite, but I think it's a step up.
With the new regulations, do you reckon the racing will be, like, tighter? Do you reckon it will do what it's meant to do?
It has to be, right? It can't just be a two-horse race again. And then the top four just going ahead and having their own battle.
Yeah. If we've done all this and the hope they've built up, I think, for a lot of fans and teams, for it to not, even if it is, you have, even if the order doesn't change up too much, if the actual content of the driving doesn't change, if you can't follow cars without overheating, if you can't overtake sooner, I mean, you sort of lost the point of the regulations at that point, and you've gone through all this hassle for nothing.
I say this, but Mercedes ripped up the rule regulations and went, screw it, we'd make our own car, clearly.
They've got wings under their wing mirrors.
It's very interesting new addition.
Very interesting. Talk of the town, definitely.
That's a separate Red Bull makes you fly, but clearly...
If we're talking about Mercedes and talk of the town, the new aero regs and the heavier cars, most teams have these big side pods, all different sort of ways. People at first were talking about Red Bull. They had quite a low undercut of it. Mercedes, no side pods.
Where have they gone?
The talk is there might be a new cooling system, a chemical cooling system that's allowed them to just get a bit of a chainsaw and cut it out.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I think it looks bad.
I think it looks like someone's hit them and it's crumpled inwards.
It does. That doesn't think it looks good, but I think it could be genius.
If it works, which, I mean, if they've gone drastically different, you'd expect to.
The Williams... I feel like, I'm going to say as well, they've got a history of doing...
Yeah. New like inventions,
the,
new things.
The wheel system as well, of DAS. Course, called DAS, was it?
Yeah.
I was going to say DRS, but every car
is when something is too, like, innovative, it tends to get
I think it's Mercedes, so...
I think people get annoyed that they didn't think of it themselves.
For sure. I think there was some comments either way from Horner already. The statement now is he said it's completely legal. Red Bull do have an upgrade, apparently, tomorrow, day three, last day of testing. We'll see if they've got something similar, something new, something different.
Hopefully it's just, white colour and change the colour to white. That's
they've got Adrian Newey, lead designer on 11 championship cars. The best he could come up with, white car.
I think it'll definitely be interesting to see where everyone stands, because I don't think pre-season is giving us a good view.
From my point, they might not win the world championship, but they would win our award at the end of the season for best looking. So.
We'll get them a little kids' karate trophy or something.
Yeah,
participation. Participation, good. So
I think I think Mercedes. It's if you think they're going to be anywhere but in the top two, really, that's quite a hope. I think quite a dream. I think they will be up there fighting for every win.
It's not like fighting for Haas, are they?
No, exactly. I don't think if you're expecting a Haas Mercedes turnaround, that's not what this regulation's going to do.
No, I don't expect that at all.
Unless something's gone drastically wrong for Mercedes.
I did expect a Mercedes and Red Bull fight, but I have, I've watched a bit of practice.
Yeah.
They're very limited, not going to lie, and I've changed it. I've changed it a bit, my prediction.
I think Ferrari are going to be quick out the blocks, but I think. The development over the season is going to be key this season because people, it's 100%. A bit blank, no one really knows what they're getting into. And I think
for new regs, for sure,
new regs, people will be looking to their neighbours in the garage and see what's working and what isn't.
Yeah.
So we'll come on now to our predictions, shall we?
Constructors' predictions.
We'll start at 10th
and
work our way upwards. So Harry, who have you got in at number 10?
I'm not thinking there's going to be a huge shake-up, but I think teams are going to, go up a couple places or two. I've gone for Alfa Romeo last.
I've got,
I'll tell you why.
I've gone for Haas, to be honest.
Well, we'll get there. But I like Bottas as a driver.
I think
he's no Hamilton. He's no, championship winner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's very... consistent.
Yeah.
I think he can do a lot in qualifying, particularly over one lap. So if he has a car, which I don't think that Alfa is going to take a step forward as big as some of the other teams, I just don't think the sort of management structure's there. I don't think they seem to know what they're doing in the last few years. They've gone backwards.
That surprised me.
I just don't. I like a good trajectory, and I don't think I'm seeing it.
And I think Bottas struggles coming through the field.
Yes,
and
another reason.
Starting at the back, I think he's going to struggle to make up places. Yeah. And with a rookie as his teammate, I'm not sure that it's going to go that well.
The lineup is a big part of it. I don't think that's the car for Bottas. I think it was more.
That shocked me a bit.
Because he can do well off the front, but. Time and time again in that Mercedes, we saw him struggling through the midfield.
Yeah.
Wasn't great at running a dirty air.
But, boss, new hope.
Mm. No, I think he'll do
A new team. He's a main man. Confidence. And going through.
Yeah. I'm predicting...
I picked him to do well season. Not well, but...
I think he'll get some points.
Yes.
I don't think Zhou will, but I think he'll get some points.
I think every team will score points this year.
Yeah, I'd like to hope.
Obviously.
But,
why have you put Haas in at number 10?
They have a good year last year. They've had problems with funding now. So they're a bit of a... they're right now in the mess situation. Not really their fault, but they're in a mess situation right now, and I think problems off field not going to help in this film. They struggled last year, and I feel nothing against Mick Schumacher and is it Magnussen back now?
Yes. Yeah, Kevin Magnussen.
Both. I highly rate Mick Schumacher. I think he'll go to Ferrari at some point.
I think it'll be interesting to see him up against an experienced driver and not one that likes the teacups spinning around.
old Mazza spin, as we call him. I think he obviously did. Neither of them scored points, but he was a lot better than Mazepin. I think that comparison being there with a driver who I do rate, Magnussen, I think he's a good choice. There weren't that many choices for them, obviously. It's just recruiting from out of the grid.
I think Grosjean's one hand was better than Mazepin.
That's true. I think that it will give them more stability. I think that having an experienced driver along with Mick, it will give them more of a platform,
I think
to
that's
build
what
on.
Haas need more than anything. Stability. He's been with the team before. He gets on well with them. And that spirit that they had when they first came into the sport.
Jack survives.
I think...
a couple of seasons ago.
Haas stopped.
I remember a door getting broken.
Yeah, there was. There's tensions in every team.
No,
but
I'm sure it was just twisted. I'm sure they had a good relationship.
Haas stopped developing their 2021 car about halfway through the season, or maybe even earlier, to work on their 2022 car.
They've had the same sort of car for 2-3 seasons.
They've had a long time to prepare for these new regulations. So... I don't think they're going to do anything incredible, but I have put them up in 9th place because I think they are going to do a bit better.
I don't do better, but I think the problems are just going to affect them.
Yeah, I can see it. It's more of a hope.
I can say I highly rate Magnussen, but
Ellie, what did you put 10th? Did you?
I went Alfa Romeo 10th, and then the same. Yeah.
I'd say Haas 9th, and I'd rate the driver lineup a little bit better. Obviously, Mick, a bit more experience. Magnussen, obviously, a lot more experience, been out for a year. Their Barcelona testing only managed 160 laps, which was the lowest of all the teams.
So Gasly did that by himself, didn't he?
For Haas.
No, Gasly did it for Alfa.
Oh, yes,
Tari,
I think a lot, the other drivers could basically
did about 160.
And obviously for Bahrain, they had a delay, so they missed.
Yes.
Missed the beginning of it, but they have been given extra time now, so hopefully they get a few more laps under their belt. But
I see a step up, but I don't think the car will be quite there yet.
Mitchell, who did you have in at 9th place?
I had Williams.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm not sure about Albon. I think he was a good driver for was it Alpha
Tauri?
Alpha Tauri, is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
Toro Rosso at the time.
Toro Rosso. That's why I was getting confused a bit. But I thought he was a good driver. Went to Red Bull, struggled, but so has many drivers.
Everybody has struggled in that second season.
I don't know. I just don't have high hopes for Williams. I hope they improve, but the loss of George Russell is huge. Expected though, but I don't get him. Latifi, he's nothing special, to be honest.
I think they're for the money.
Okay.
Yeah. Albon is a good driver. He could do something, and that's why I haven't put him last because I think Albon pick him up some points, but I think. It's going to be a struggle for them.
Yeah.
William Haas battling out.
I definitely think. Hopefully, there'll be a bit more competition, though, at the bottom end. There won't be.
For sure. I don't think it's going to be as drastic.
Yeah. So, in at number 8, I've gone for Williams. I think they will improve, and I think they could even nab a podium, but more on that a bit later. But I think the change at the top in ownership and in management, I think it is going to benefit Williams. Better funding, better everything, hopefully.
I say at least they've got funding, so that's why I put them 9. Haas don't, so I'm not sure what they're doing.
Mitchell, who have you gone for at 8th?
I've got Romero. That's a player, isn't it? Sam's a player. So I've gone for them. I think Bottas is huge signing for them. I think if you get his confidence back, you see what he did for Williams when he was back there. I think he was incredible. Him and Massa were tearing it apart, really. That was in a decent Williams car, to be fair. But, I just think if you get him firing, give him confidence, you can do... And I think he will get a podium. A win.
Okay. Do you think the car underneath...
Is it delusional? 100%.
It could be a crazy race.
But is this a dream? Yeah. 100%.
There's only 5 finishers in it, and the rest were Haas.
You need about 4 red flags in this for him to win. But
crazier things have happened. Exactly. Harry Who have you got in at number eight?
Don't scream at me. I've gone for a little bit different. A lot of people have high hopes of this team.
None of
your favourite favourites.
That's fine. Oh, okay. I've done the same with Red Bull, don't worry.
I think this team has a good pathway ahead, but I've put eighth Aston Martin.
Okay.
I think they've got a new factory coming online, new wind tunnel, lots of equipment to get them back up, you know, fighting for podiums. I just think it's too soon. I they've had a change in management structure, but it's fresh, it's all new. I just have a feeling they're not quite going to nail it.
And hindsight now, because I've said Bas wins a race, I put Alfa Romeo in 8. They will need to have a lot of crashes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking now. So maybe
it
might
could be
switch.
A crazy race. Obviously,
but I have
Russell
picked,
did it.
Yeah, I have picked Aston Martin 7th.
Yeah.
Because I do agree to you extent. I think they'll be better. I'm not sure where they finished last year, actually, to be honest. But I think they have a better car, but I think around them, the competition's getting better as well.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think they're just not going to take as big a step up.
No, yeah, they've got good drivers. Highly rate Vettel. Stroll, he's all right.
I think he's decent.
Daddy's money and all that, but I do. I think he's improved and he's earned a spot. And I think he's actually earned a spot, unlike a few of these. Mazepin.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be nowhere near F3 or go quite on track, to be honest. But
so in at 7 you have Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Harry, what about you?
I put Williams here. I put them on 7th. This is a little bit optimistic, but I do think, you know, they've had their management restructure a little bit earlier. Things are moving in the right direction. Obviously, the car looked better last year. The loss of Russell is big, as you said, but I think the lineup's okay. It's decent. It's nothing special. But I do think the car, instead of the drivers dragging the car, I think the car will be fairly solid. But I could easily see them down a few places. I got a feeling. And more of a hope than a feeling.
Just hungry.
Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah. I've gone for maybe a bit lower down than people would expect, but I've gone for number 7, AlphaTauri. Mm. And I know that they have good drivers and they have had really good cars in the past. But I was just thinking with the new regulations, I think in the past, when there's been new regulations, it's taken Red Bull time to catch up. And I think AlphaTauri, they're obviously under the same umbrella there, the sister team. And I think Red Bull and AlphaTauri may struggle a bit more. Maybe we're wrong. It's really hard to tell at the moment.
No, it's like these are just guessing. It's a guessing game.
Yeah, plucking them out of thin air. But I think
because I've probably been a bit delusional on what I want to happen. But
I think that's fair. We don't know. Yeah. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
You know,
Harry, who do you have in at number 6?
This is where it starts to get a little bit trickier.
Yes.
I hope I'm wrong, but I've gone Alpine at number 6.
Yeah.
I've gone 5.
They had a fairly good season last year. Better than obviously previously Renault have had. I think they've been quite consistently 5th, I believe, over the last 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a step back. They've got a good lineup. Ocon and Alonso.
Very solid.
And I know Alonso's going to be pushing. He's going to be hungry. He believes he can take another world title, which at 40 is
incredible.
I think his
great mentality.
You know, I was going to say,
does he believe
to his character.
Himself?
Like, I think he genuinely believes it himself.
He's definitely hungry for it. And Alpine are quietly confident that they have a car to deliver.
They mentioned it. I see. You say quietly. I think they.
Yeah,
they came out and
maybe they know something we don't. But I think it's going to be tough for them.
And I was considering putting them higher. I didn't have the best, you know, feeling. And then they did have some trouble in Barcelona. Obviously, the engine in Alonso's blew. And I think if reliability is an issue, if they can't get certain things under control, I think they will struggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell, who do you have in at number 6?
I had AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
Yeah, massive fan of Gasly. I'm a bit disappointed with Sonoda.
Sonoda, yeah.
Yeah, a bit disappointed to see him because I've seen a bit of him at F2 and I really liked him because he was aggressive and he tried to bring that there, but he just didn't get the respect, I think. And, you know, new drivers, rightly so I just think he struggled.
Especially at the beginning, I think he really struggled in the car.
And when you compete against Gasly, who's an amazing form.
Yeah, very good form.
It's good. It makes it look even worse. So. Yeah,
he did stand out. I think that was the biggest gap between teammates.
I think he has a future in F1. I'm not sure it's that Red Bull, but I definitely think he's got a future in F1. Very good racer, but I expect more this season.
He was the first driver born in 2000, so yes. I know. Not that much older than
us. No, he's not.
Getting there.
He looks a lot younger than us.
What are we doing with our lives?
Yeah. Well, this podcast, obviously, so...
I put in at 6, a bit higher than you guys. I put Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. I do think they have a very solid driver lineup. They have the funding, obviously, from Lawrence Stroll, Lance's dad, and I think they could do well. Mm. They might not.
Yeah.
It is hard to tell, but I think... they could potentially get a few podiums coming at number 6. Still, obviously, the bottom half of the table, but I think they could be getting on the podium a few times. Aston Martin. Yeah.
No, I can see it going that way, two ways, really.
Yeah.
Either good or disaster.
Their car doesn't really stand out, but it's hard to tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it could be just, you know, more of a middle ground. Yeah. I mean, I put them at 8th, but I think they could be as high as 5th. And that's what is exciting. Maybe, sure, you're not getting these teams, you know, consistently fighting for podiums, but I think they'll all have that chance, and because of that, that midfield could end up anywhere.
No, yeah. Literally, it did so last year as well.
Yeah, there was a real fight, and I think hopefully
you didn't see much of it though, to be honest, because of the it was a bit back, but
yeah, the title championship,
yeah,
it did take most it of was... the time.
You know, if they kept the cameo,
Mitchell number 5.
Alpine.
I've also gone for Alpine.
I just think, like I say, Alonso, I do think he still has it. I don't think he's the prime Alonso, two-time world champion.
2005, 2006 was a long time ago.
Yeah, is it for Renault? Is it?
He won at McLaren.
Was it McLaren? That was McLaren. So I still think it's a really good race on him. Ocon, I think he's just going to get better and better. I think he had a good thing, but I think it's give him confidence. And I think they'll go on and just... I'm sort of calling this, they'll win the best of the rest.
Yeah.
I think there's a new 4. Yeah. Say new 4, there's been... Well, the new 4, yeah.
But best also, of...
Sort of thing, because...
McLaren have nudged their way...
Ferrari used to always be there, but this is the 4 now.
Yeah, McLaren have nudged their way back in, I think, because there wasn't too long ago they were running around at the back just for fun. But
2-time world champion, though, so...
Been an upturn. I've also gone for Alpine at number 5. I think... As Mitchell covered, they have a very, very solid driver lineup, and I think that's going to really benefit them, having two drivers that can work very well together, and they do seem to be getting the best out of the car. I'm not quite sure about the pink, but we'll have to see. First two races, it's all pink, so we might get a bit confused with a racing point.
Yeah, a little bit similar.
A lot of people will be saying racing point.
Well, I thought that team left the other year. Harry, who have you got in?
I've put AlphaTauri a little bit higher than you two.
I can also see that.
I'm not going to lie. It's Gasly-led decision.
Oh, it's just Gasly getting all the points.
I think he'll get everything out of whatever car they give. Yes. I think it'll be okay.
I
don't think it'll be the best car of the best of the rest, but with Gasly pushing, if Tsunoda comes online, I do agree he's a good driver and can be a good driver.
Yeah.
And, you know, the end of the season, I think he got 4th in the last race. He had some good results towards the end, unnoticed because of the drama that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a better end to a rough season. And if he can come online, I think AlphaTauri could surprise again.
He definitely started to pick up pace at the end. Yeah. So if he continues on that form, then it'll be a very exciting start, I think.
He just gets a lot of that car, a lot more than normally. And that's why I think if he goes to any team, he would be able to do that, apart from the Red Bull.
Yeah.
But...
Mm.
Yeah,
I think he's could be a future world champion. I think he will be.
All right then, number 4, Harry. Let's start with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I do agree. As said, there's a new top 4 forming. Similar cars as have been in the past. And I think because of last season, pouring every bit of development into that car. I think these top 4 will be so close that Red Bull will slip in the constructors to 4th.
Oh,
which pains me.
I thought
me.
I was on something. We must be doing it together.
Oh, there you go. You've got the same. Yeah. It pains me as a Red Bull fan.
I couldn't believe it. Because I thought, I've seen that. I was looking at, I put Red Bull at 4. I was like, what was I on when I was doing this?
I do expect Max to fight for the championship. I expect all of these teams to fight.
Should I say Perez is going to crash out every week?
I think he's a solid number two.
I think he's solid, I do.
But it was a solid number two in that two-horse race.
No, yeah.
You know, they won the drivers. They didn't win the constructors last year.
Yes.
Mercedes still had that. And I think that's going to be on a larger scale. I think they could easily take third, second. I don't see them winning it. But I'll put them fourth. I think the tight field and in testing, it looks kind of sluggish and heavy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good going down the slow corners as a lot of them do.
No, I just don't think the regulations affect Red Bull.
I think that they were the last changes.
Yeah.
They were so dominant for 4 years and then they were back down.
Mm.
You know, Mercedes, they didn't win the drivers last year, but they've won an eighth consecutive constructors, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's incredible. The engineers, the people designing these cars, the people in the aerodynamics, like what they've been doing for the last like near decade is just something else. It's insane. Mitchell, you also went for Red Bull at number four.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is going to hold them back? Drivers? Or...
I don't think regulations. I don't think it's drivers. They've got good drivers. I think they just haven't improved as much.
But do you think...
I think they put a lot of effort in that car to win the World Championship.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I think to be in with a good shout of this constructors, you're going to have two drivers doing very, very well. And I'm not sure Sergio Perez matches up.
No,
I was going to say, if you look at all at the top four, all the drivers there, Perez is probably... It's still a really good drive, but probably the weakest.
Say that because I expect the car to be less good. And so Max will push and push and get everything out, as we've seen him do.
Yeah.
And I don't think Perez can do that because, to be fair, most drivers can't.
Most drivers can't. No. So,
but if you put him P1, he'll defend
for sure.
His life.
Yeah.
So,
that's why I still expect
defense,
him to be up there. But
so yeah. Ministry of Defence, are you okay?
I've gone, obviously, different from you guys. I've gone McLaren at number four, which obviously I don't want to see. Mm. I want Lando to become the youngest ever world champion. But I don't know why it came to me in a dream, but I just had this vision of them having a really good car, but with reliability issues.
Yeah.
And I can just see them maybe not being as consistent as I think the Ferrari will be, because obviously Ferrari was quite consistent last year. I think the McLaren might trip up with that. It might not. It might finish every race. It might set all kinds of records, but that was just my thinking behind it.
It stopped on track today, literally just out of the pits.
Yeah.
And Lando Norris was pushing his car back up the pit lane, which is not a good sign.
Not a good sign, especially one week out.
At least he knows F1 doesn't go, driver goes too well, he'll always be a pit crew.
And obviously, Daniel Ricciardo just tested positive, so his missed... precious time in the car, so we'll see next week.
Possibly
weekend.
A slow start to the season.
Yeah,
you make valid points. I'll change it over.
Yeah,
I mean, I still think it could go either way, and I hope it. I hope they do better.
So I've put Red Bull at number three because I agree with you guys that they're not gonna. I don't think they respond as well to the regulation changes as the others, but I think Max is gonna get everything out of that car. And will drag them up to a higher point, to a higher points finish in the constructors. Mitchell, who have you got?
I've got Ferrari.
Yeah?
Interesting.
I think, you know, looks strong in practice. Mm. I could say it could go anywhere, but they look strong. It's just a guess out of two and three, to be honest. But I've just gone for McLaren at two. I think they've done a bit better. I think like improvement-wise, I could say maybe I'll switch it back because the drivers... The issues with Danny Ricciardo, but no, I still see Norris on a very good season. And again, I don't think he challenged for the world title. He's up there, but I just think both Ricciardo and Norris have a very good season and be consistent and get McLaren up there.
So you've got Ferrari at three, and then McLaren at two.
Yeah.
Harry, what about you at three?
I've got McLaren here. I really hope the car is good, and I think we will see it, but I just don't think it will be as consistent.
Yeah.
And I think Ricciardo will close the gap to Norris quite a bit. I expect Norris to do it again and beat Ricciardo. I expect podiums from both. I expect it to be tight. Lando will get his first podium on the top step, first win.
I'll put all my street low on it. Not much right now, it is an overdraft, but I'd put all my money I had left.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I, unless something goes terribly wrong.
I'm not a better man, but just to make it. Come on, I might be watching this.
Yeah. So. Harry, what about a number two?
I've gone Ferrari.
That's who I've gone for as well.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best lineups. I think they're quite similar in skill. Yeah. Sainz had that, you know, crazy consistency last year. Leclerc is, you know, there's a fire in him. He wants it as well, just as Max did. And if he has the car and the car's there, I reckon there could be fireworks between the two drivers.
I think so as well. They're both very, obviously, passionate, and neither young. Of them are a number two.
Yes.
They're both young. They're both fighting for that spot as the top teammate. And I think there could be some,
if it's
the two of them battling for a win.
I don't
Carlos
think
Sainz
Team Orders is
going to...
Yeah, I don't think Team Orders is going to step in. Yeah.
So, but a driver survived season.
Yeah, I'm not expecting nastiness.
No, no.
But I'm expecting the elbows to come out, you know, on track.
Yeah.
I have heard bad reviews about his Drive Survivor season now, so there might not be another, but...
No.
We have all put Mercedes on top, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I have, and I do think they dominate. They dominate to an extent that it's a comfortable win.
I think it'll be tight.
I think it will be tight, but I think they're kind of kidding us at the moment with their times.
I do. I don't believe... They've always done this, though.
They always sandbag. And I think they've got a lot up their sleeves, you know.
The new design
was interesting.
It's scary.
I don't think they're using... I'm not sure.
I don't think they're doing everything with it, obviously, at the moment.
Yeah, there must be more to it.
But they obviously... The new regulations really, really benefited them last time. And I think they've got some very smart people at their team. And I think they will win. And I think they're going to do the double.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Early
okay.
Call for that.
Well, I've gone... Oh,
yeah. Well, why do you think Mercedes, I guess, first?
Yeah, Mercedes is first for me as well. And I'm intrigued to see what car they bring out.
Do you think Russell's going to do well
in
the Mercedes?
I do. I back him. And I'm going back for when he had that practice at Bahrain. When he got jumped his Lewis car, he just felt like he'd been there for years.
Yeah.
So,
He should have got a win then, but obviously the pit stops and stuff mucked him about.
I think... That's the good team atmosphere they have. The Lewis, I think, will act as a mentor. I don't think the rivalry will be as intense as some people maybe think.
Yeah.
I think George is going to go for it.
But I think Lewis, if Lewis wants it, he'll...
Whereas, like, Sainz and Leclerc team orders, I reckon it'll be a little less, elbows out with those two.
Russell would be more willing to accept team orders because...
He knows he's the future there.
He's the future. Hamilton is the elder statesman. Yeah. Hamilton is the, I mean, in my opinion, best racing driver we've ever had in Formula One. Not everyone agrees with that.
I'm not sure Sainz is Italian is going to be up there.
Yeah.
You know, I think you might forget a few lines.
We'll see.
All right, so let's move on now to our Drivers' Championship top three. Harry, do you want to start us off?
Okay, obviously I think the top four are going to be very, very tight. I think every one of those drivers are going to be fighting for podiums. I hope all of them get it. I'm sure one might miss out. Number three, last year's champion, I've got Verstappen.
Okay.
I'm just not sold on the car yet.
Yeah.
I think they've got something up their sleeve, and I do think, though, while one must never count out Adrian Newey, it does take him longer to get used to things, the new regs in the past. And I think the car won't be there for him. But I do think while I put him fourth in the constructors, the pure skill that he has and we've seen that he has will leapfrog him into third. Second. Oh, do you want to? Yeah.
Do you want to go with your third?
I don't know. It seems because... I highly rate Max, he's a wonderful driver, but I don't have him in my top three. Only because I placed Red Bull in top four.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think Perez is not that bad of a driver to let a team down. So I've got to stick to my guns pretty much. So I've gone Russell 3.
Okay, okay.
I think he'll have a good season.
Yeah.
It's what I'm hoping for, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone wants to see him do well, I think, especially if you're British.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd love to see Bottas win the whole driver championship. But
I think Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, McLaren are all going to be really, really close. And I think Ferrari are going to do well in the constructors because they're going to have two drivers doing very, very well. But I think in the drivers' championship, I've got Lando at number three. Even though I put McLaren at four, I think Lando's really going to like lead the team. I know Ricciardo's a very, very good racer, but he didn't quite get the grip of the car.
I don't think that.
Do you not?
I think Daniel has a very, well, I put him at two. I think he had a very good season. Maybe COVID and stuff. Mm. But before, I just thought this is going to be his season.
You reckon he's like, settled
so.
In?
I really
settled
hope in, so.
And I think he's got, you know, he's a hell of a driver. And he's like, you know, done it at Red Bull, showed his quality there, didn't work out Renault, but this is his time. It's all nothing for him now. And I think this is his time. I think he'll have a, he won't carry McLaren, but he'll be a lead driver by the end of it.
Yeah, Harry, who have you got in at number two?
I think Russell is going to challenge, but that experience, he showed a few rare mistakes, but I think Hamilton, number two, I still think he's gonna have that edge over Russell, at least for this season. I think that Mercedes is gonna be a beast, and I think he'll put it in number two.
I've gone Verstappen number two because I think he is really gonna pull that Red Bull, and he's gonna get the absolute most out of it every single race, week in, week out.
I do think he'll be third. I'm going to change Russell out for Max.
Okay, on the fly.
I think Max has to be in top three at least.
So, I think it'll be so close.
I think Mercedes win comfortably enough to say comfortably.
Mitchell, who have you got in at number one?
My guy, Hammy.
Hammy. Yeah. Hamilton, that's
number eight
for.
At last.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be
he
number
should be
nine.
At 9 or 10. I think Hampton. I think he's the best driver in the grid.
Yes,
and I think he will have the best car. So,
no, I agree completely.
I think it's that combination. It just has to be a win.
Yep.
I think he's got the knowledge, the experience, and most definitely the talent.
He's
so
all there for him. It's just his, written a start. It should have been last year, really. Yeah. But
it's everything. I think is going to be there. Harry, you've obviously gone a bit left field with this
because I put him second. Now, every single year over the past 3 or 4 years, maybe, possibly longer, they've said this is the year, you know. There's been occasions of it's going to be next year, but I can sort of, I'm getting swept up in the confidence of the team, the comments from other people on the paddock. I put Ferrari at number two in the constructors, but I think one of their drivers is going
to
win it.
To be honest, yeah,
and it's not Leclerc. It's going to be Sainz.
Okay, if he does, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, I think it could be either of them. I think Leclerc has got the talent, but I think Sainz wants it. I think he's got the consistency.
It all depends on the car.
And I like a bit of an upset, and I think that would be.
I think we could be going into the last race of the season, and it could still be anyone's game, like three, maybe four different drivers.
And somehow Mike Massey was still have a way to ruin the race.
All right.
But no, it's Lewis Hamilton's chance to lose, in my opinion. But
I do still agree. But I think at the moment, from what we've seen, the Ferrari looks the best on track. It's their most confidence. But Mercedes will, if they're not on the pace at the start, by the end they will be.
Sainz will have a better car than Mercedes, and if he does that, then he's got a very, very good chance.
The Mercedes development is rapid,
unparalleled.
They do not hang about in that factory. They work night and day. They must be very sleep deprived by the end of the year. But I think Ferrari are going to work.
Uni, isn't it?
I think Ferrari are going to be quick out the blocks. But I do think that Mercedes is going to catch him by the end, a bit like how we saw last season. The Red Bull was quicker at the beginning, but by the middle to the end, Mercedes had well and truly caught up with them. Let's go on now. What race are we most excited for? This season's going to have 22 races, potentially 23 if Russia gets rescheduled, potentially to Turkey. Harry, what are you looking forward to the most?
I always like this track, Azerbaijan, Baku. I say always like it. It's only been here since 2016, so same year I sort of properly started watching it. I believe that first race was a bit of a snooze fest, if I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. Or possibly it was 2017. It can hold some dull races, but I think the majority of them have been pretty crazy and unexpected results. 2018, there was 6 retirements. Quite a lot of crashes, quite a lot of drama. Obviously, last season, Verstappen crashed, Hamilton locked up.
Yeah.
And the podium was, you know, Perez, Vettel, Ocon maybe? Someone else. Gasly. It was Gasly.
Gasly, yes.
You know, I like that it can mix it up a little bit. And I always look forward to it, and I'll look forward to it this season.
I think with the cars being wider, there might be less overtaking in Baku. But
For sure.
We'll have to wait and see. Mitchell, what race are you most excited for?
Well, my favourite race is Singapore, Under the Lights.
Yeah.
One of the ones I would love to go to. But unfortunately, my student loan doesn't cover it. And my mum and dad don't love me enough to pay for it. I'm joking, but...
I was actually in Singapore and I was there the weekend after, so you could see the street circuit still. It was like a couple of days after the street circuit was still up, the barriers and stuff. And I was gutted that we weren't there just a few days
before. It's one of the ones on my bucket list I have to go see. So is the other 21, but that is the main one I'd love to go see. But it is, I've gone for Jeddah in Saudi. Yes. I know all the human rights issues and stuff, but that race was just from qualifying to the race itself. It's just, I don't think my heart could take it in a couple weeks' time, but...
Yeah, second race in. I think it will be very interesting to see the cars going around a street circuit. New cars, I think.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
For that race, I'm not sure if it's the track circuit or the drivers what made it, but it was just, like I say, it was me, my dad, my mum just watching it, and it ruined relationships in the household.
Yeah.
I say that.
Bit tense.
Yeah, I'm not sure my mum and dad spoke to each other for a while.
I have put Singapore as one I'm really looking forward to. Obviously, it was cancelled 2020-2021, and it is a genuine favourite. I like the night races or like the dusk races. But one that I don't know how good it's going to be, I really don't know much about it, but Miami, new track. No one knows a great deal about it. It could either be really bad.
Is it nighttime?
Or really good. I'm not sure. I think it's in the day.
I think it's the day. I've had a guess of the day.
I haven't heard that it's night, but...
But
I'm with Ricardo. Let's get a Las Vegas track.
Yeah.
In the desert.
Yeah.
Most of them are these days out in the Middle East.
It would make sense.
I think having two... Because last season, the US Grand Prix had, I think, 400,000 fans across the 3 days.
Oh, it was massive. Absolutely really growing
massive. There, so it was the most like in person watched race last year. So hopefully Miami will have a good atmosphere, quite a cool city, I think, to do it in.
Incredible city to do it in. Yeah, that's one I'd be looking forward to for sure. Interesting.
I always love a new track. I love the history of the old ones, and you know, sort of knowing kind of what to expect. But there's nothing like going to a new track, and you know, anything could happen. Anyone could win. So I agree.
What do you reckon the biggest surprise podium is going to be this year, Harry?
I'm going to go with three championship winners all on the podium together.
Ooh, that would be good.
And I think that will be Alonso, that will be Vettel, and it will be Hamilton or Verstappen. I don't want to be too specific because already I think I'm pushing it.
Yeah, in what order?
I'm going to say Alonso wins, Vettel comes second, and... Hamilton of Verstappen third.
Yeah.
Oh, we said Hamilton gets a red flag, crashes.
I don't mind. I just would love to see those two, you know.
Yes.
You know, they're still in it. They're still fighting. If they've got better cars under them, I'd love to see them on the podium. And together, I think it would be even more special.
Definitely.
I thought it was just who you thought would be the most surprised podium. So Hamilton the whole podium. So I picked one person, and I've mentioned him already. But I was looking at Gasly, but I thought he wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
I think everyone knows what he can do now. But I've gone Bottas. I think if you give him confidence, you know, look after him, you know, wrap him up and cut in.
He looks like a different man since he's got that 2-year contract.
He had lots of personal issues as well. Like, was his wife going through? Well, it's not for me to say, but she didn't listen. But he had personal issues. Yeah. And I think if he can hopefully he's overcome them, and then, you know, if you get a fully fit, happy boss, then
I think
so. He will get you points for sure.
Yeah.
I think he could do it, and I hope he can.
I think because if he can.
He always starts the season with the belief that he's going to do incredibly well.
Shame's not in Australia because that's guaranteed win.
I was going to say he's always good there.
Albon.
Yeah.
I've gone for Alex Albon on the podium.
Okay.
Not to win, maybe a second or a third. It'd have to be a bit of a chaotic race, red flags, crashes, rain. Yeah. But I think the Williams is going to be, I don't think it's going to get many podiums, maybe just that one, but I can see that as a surprise first season back in. He is a capable racer. Hopefully he gets the best out of the car and the car allows him to get the best out of himself. So I think that could be something.
Could be. I mean, I think everyone would enjoy. Everyone loves a comeback story, right?
Yeah.
And for Albon, a year out to come back in.
Same as Bottas.
And I think as well with Gasly. Yeah. Public what happened.
Yeah.
Like, but you saw them stripping the names off of the Red Bull garage. So I think that's why people love the comeback story.
Yeah, like I said, I think that's what made me fall in love with Gasly, like this comeback story. And I would love to see him with Bottas, and it would be a great story if he can come back and maybe, you know, retire. On,
on a high, maybe.
You know, I don't know. It's up to him, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I mean, a cover story for F1.
Yes. Last season saw a lot of red flags. Mm-hmm. So, random number, how many do you reckon there's going to be this season?
Well, I'll start by saying there was five in 2021.
Oh, I've actually gone for five, surprisingly. It's not like I saw that stat before and picked a random number, but...
I've gone for six. I got one more than last year. I know last year was a lot, but with new regs, with the teams trying to understand them, they've been going wide quite a lot in practice. I know in testing, I know they will get to grips with the cars. I think there is Sal, Sonoda. There's still a lot of young drivers on there who make these mistakes. You know, if we do hit 23 races, that's a lot of races. Yeah. I think it could happen. I hope it doesn't, but I think it could.
Yeah, I have gone for five. I did see the average was five last year, and I don't think it'd be any more, much more. Might be one or two on the side, but I think five was generally the number I thought was reasonable. I think with no Michael Massey chucking that out, I think it could potentially be less. I don't know, it depends what it's up to the guy in charge, really. Yeah. See what he does.
I think it also depends on the reliability of the cars.
For sure.
And how quickly the drivers get to grips with the handling of them and the porpoising, the bouncing of the cars. I think if it catches people out, then we could see people going off.
For sure.
But if they get the hang of it, obviously there's new race directors alternating
it. That's what I'd say. It depends what their views on it and new education effects.
Red flags are there for the safety of the drivers and the stewards and stuff. So you want them to be used when they need to be used, but you don't want them to be overused. So I've gone for four.
Yeah.
But obviously, when there is a red flag, the cars all line up in the pit lane and you can change the tyres and you can replace parts as long as they're identical. What do you guys think of that rule?
I think on paper it makes sense, but I do remember... I can't remember what race. I think I tried to forget, but I do remember screaming quite loudly, "This makes no sense." And I'm sure, I think it happened to Hamilton quite a lot. So anyone who was wanting him to win, you know, you go in on a yellow, you change your tyres, and then there's a red flag, and all of a sudden, you know, any advantage from those fresh tyres is lost.
You've lost the grid position.
The grid position,
Someone else and can come in and get a free pit stop.
I was going to say, you've lost grid positions, but then you've lost the advantage of the tyre, so...
You've been
I understand why it's there, and I'm not sure it's possible to change that. Maybe we could get, you know, a bit quicker... I don't know, because you have to yellow flag it straight away.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't always necessarily red flag it, so maybe a...
But I think the delay causes people
Yes, because people are going to come in, they're not going to wait around.
People, if you... miss it once, then you've lost your advantage anyway. So people want to get in quickly. So I think either they have to call a red flag quicker or
maybe... My only suggestion is, I know it eats up laps. The cars are only fueled for so many. You can't really extend it. But, you know, saying you can't pit, it would take away the advantage of these of people going in and pitting straight away. But say, hey, for the first few... laps or wherever many, the first lap or two, while they assess whether it's a red flag, you can't pit stop. And if it's not going to be a red flag, you then can pit stop. And if it's a red flag, everyone can then change. So it just removes the luck of being in the right place, right time.
I do think that, though, as you said, it is luck.
Yeah.
So maybe you take that risk. Maybe
Yeah, you can't remove everything, every part of luck from the sport.
Like I said, I think you create your own luck, so...
Yeah. It's all about sometimes strategy, it goes for you and sometimes it doesn't, so...
For sure.
Yeah. What is your biggest hope for the season? Like, the biggest maybe change we're going to see or the biggest increase in performance or...
Well, I've gone for Bottas to win the championship. That is just flash a race.
Okay,
to win
a
race, I think
the championship might be pushing it a bit.
But that's more of a miracle.
To win a race. Hmm. I would love to see Bottas win a race, to be honest. It'd be amazing to come back. He's been through tough times. And, you know, it's not hard. It must be like, hard to compete with Lewis Hamilton,
which is number one. I think he is a great driver, and I think he'll prove that again.
Mm-hmm. And he got played around with his Toto as well. I think Toto was, you know, was a genius, but I think he was harsh on Bottas.
He was definitely the number two, Bottas. And now he's going
to
go in and be
number one. Yeah, to be honest, you've seen that Bottas the third. In fact, George Russell was two.
Yeah.
For sure, especially that last season.
Harry, what about you? What do you want to get out of the season?
I've gone for a more overview of it. I want the new regulations to cause the teams to be closer.
Yes.
If it doesn't, mess around the order at all, we get the same order, but every race you don't know what's going to happen, people are overtaking, I'll be happy, man. I want a fight at every level of the grid.
Yeah. I've said I want it to be more competitive. I want, as you said, every single, position, there should be a competition for it.
100%.
And last season there was the most amount of different winners and podiums, so I'd like to see that again. I like to see lots of different people on the podium, lots of different people getting recognised.
Less ham the bot or whatever, on the podium thing.
I think F1's reputations was a bit ruined from what happened, so I think if they get more competitive and bring the sport back into a good light would be
definitely
huge.
Fairer racing and thing. More consistent penalties and
track more fans, really. That's what
and I think if it continues on this track with better tightening of the rules, because I think they're doing a good job. Drive to Survive, we can argue either way, but it is getting fans in. It seems to be catching more with the new regulations. Maybe you're bringing in new people, but you need to keep them there.
Yes.
It gets frustrating with these.
When it's boring, people don't want to hang around. Exactly. If it's the same thing every
Unless
weekend.
Unless Hampton's winning, then I'm
But it's 2 hours of your life, and you don't want to feel like that's 2 hours you're not getting back.
Yeah.
No, normally it's on a Sunday hungover, so...
Yeah. I've also said I'd like to see Norris and Sainz getting their first wins, because I think they're both very, very, very good racers, but they've just been a bit unfortunate. So a good championship battle as well with maybe... three, maybe four, maybe I'm being a bit greedy.
Push four, what was that, 2010, 2012, maybe last time that happened, 2012 maybe. It's greedy, but I would love it.
Yes.
Was this a British
podium? Four drivers all trying to go for it.
I'd love to see a British podium.
Yeah, an all British podium.
I think it's chewable. I think it's a very good chance it could happen.
It definitely could happen,
Obviously, international listeners may not think the same, but
in the UK,
you can't hide your bias too much. And I think we always do quite good in the sport, and I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I can say, I love a Russian little podium, but there's no Russian drivers there, so maybe we have to end that out. I don't know. Just getting Harry Moore.
Yeah.
I love that. How's the job?
Right. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Rear Winging It Formula One Podcast. I've been your host, Ellie Ledwell.
I've been Harry McKay.
I've been Mitchell Manel.
Thank you very much for listening.